right. You just heard more local stuff and a little bit of Serious Qatar. Didn't have time for that much of it today because, like you said, too many local bands playing out this week. First was State of the Union with Lost in Tokyo from their album True. And they're going to be playing Saturday night at the Thirsty First Tavern and Grill in Lowell. After that, you heard something new I just got. That was Little Billy Lost with World from their new EP, Cock of the Walk. Band consists of musicians who've been around the scene in different bands through the years, including The Atlantics, Pop Gun, Figures on a Beach. And Little Billy Lost will also be on that bill with State of the Union at the Thirsty First Tavern and Grill in Lowell on Saturday. Then you heard something brand new, Todd Michael Smith with the single Silence. Smith does the vocals, plays all the instruments on it, produced it, did the whole thing. He was the bass player for Rolling Nectar, which is where I know him from, but he also used to be in Star Faithful, went to Berkeley, he's done a lot of stuff. And started a little bit of Serious Qatar with Gary Hoey with Boxcar Blues from his 2016 album Dust and Bones. Hoey's a Massillon native, quite the guitar player, and Gary Hoey's going to be playing Friday night at the Zorba Music Hall in Lowell as part of the Town and the City Festival. And then one more bit of Serious Qatar, Rory Gallagher with Bullfrog Blues. Love that guy. He was such a great guitarist. And so I threw that in. And that's it. That's about it. The show is over now. And I will see you next week at 2 o'clock here on WMFO, I hope. And I said I'm on WCAC Tuesday nights at 6 and MarkskinRadio.com on Thursday nights from 10 to midnight. So see you next time and stay tuned for this next show coming on. I'll see you next time.
You take two trains all this way when you know I can't stay out for too long. You put too much weight that I can't take. I'm gonna break, it's getting hard to hold.
Hello and happy Monday afternoon, everybody. This is DJ Bridge.
Oh, this is DJ Boomerang.
This is DJ Bridge.
And DJ
next
Bridge.
To me. Yeah. I hope everyone had a great, lovely, long weekend. I feel like it's been a while since we've actually been on air. Since the past 2 weeks, we've had our trainees. So last week, we didn't talk on air at all. Well, I mean,
no,
you were
I
on
did.
Air.
I got to call in a couple times, which was fun. Although the long weekend was a week ago. That was. We had our show on Monday.
Yeah, so we weren't on the long weekend because we had our trainees here. And the previous weekend, I think we did a little bit of talking.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So now we're getting back in our groove. Now it'll actually just be the B&B show, Bridget and Bloomerang.
Mm-hmm.
On Random Access. So in case you didn't know, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we started off today with Sunroof by Courtship, followed by Too Young by AOK and Baker Grace. We are going to get right back into the music with a Bridget recommendation called Prima Donna by Marina and the Diamonds.
Prima Donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world. I can't help that I need it all. The Prima Donna life, the rise and fall. You say that. It's always someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my You can count on me to misbehave. Prima donna girl, would you do anything for me? Buy a big diamond ring for me. Would you get down on your knees for me? Pop that pretty question right now, baby. Beauty queen on a silver screen. Living life like I'm in a dream. I know I've got a big ego. I really don't know why it's such a big deal though.
Yeah. yourself, know that you're someone. I'm just a fish in a sea. I'm just a fish in a sea that won't let me swim free. I'm just a fish in a sea. I'm just a fish in a sea that won't let me swim free.
Now. That was The Fish by Austin Kane, which is a newer song for me. I just got it from my roommate.
Yeah, I have never heard it before, so that was good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
Very calming.
Good. And then before that, we had Prima Donna by Marina and the Diamonds. So we're actually testing out this new thing today, which we thought would work, but it doesn't, where we were going to try to play some music underneath our voices, because when I listen back to our show,
Hold on, now it's working. Okay.
It just wasn't... So you have to actually keep it at the same volume as us. All right, there we go. This is the song that we're going to be trying out underneath our voices called Friendly Elephants, which I think really encompasses the Tufts Jumbos theme. So we'll see. I kind of like having a little background music.
Yeah, makes the awkward silences slightly less awkward.
Exactly, exactly. So I was thinking, Bridget, about something that I thought we could add to our show, and you can tell me if you don't know.
Okay.
In my suite that I live in, I have a friend named Ananya who did this thing. She's from Palo Alto, California, where she and her friends from California created conversation cards, and they have random things on them. Some of them make sense, and some of them don't. And you just—it's supposed to spark a conversation. You start talking about your life. So the other day, we were looking through these cards, and I came up with my own conversation card, and it's more like a question. So I think that today, what I want to try is we'll do just this random question. If anyone out there listening wants to call in and weigh in on the opinion, by all means, call in. Since training in our trainees these past 2 weeks, we are very good at phones now.
We weren't before.
We were not before. So I think the question for the day, we'll start off with an easy one. If you could eat one thing for breakfast for the rest of your life, what would it be?
French toast.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that is fast. Okay, why? Like, any particular type of French toast? Any toppings? Syrup?
Just no.
Just plain French toast?
Well, I mean, I would put toppings on it, but if I have to eat one thing for the rest of my life, you gotta at least let me vary the toppings.
Okay, that is fair. This is fair. I did not think about that. Okay. I think I'm gonna have to go plain. I would either have a bowl of Smart Start every day with a side of blueberries or blueberry pancakes every day. I could do it.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's... Whenever Tuff says French toast in the dining halls, I always get it.
Interesting.
And they don't have it every day, so I don't end up eating it every day. But I might.
But you could.
I might if they did.
If they did. If they offered it.
Yeah.
Some of the other answers we got when this question was posed to the suite, to the group of friends, was bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel.
Ooh.
Which is... That is a favorite of mine, but I feel like I would tire so quickly.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot. Also, the nice thing about breakfast food is I think you can eat it for any meal.
Yeah, you can.
So if you have French toast for breakfast every day, you could still have bagels for lunch or pancakes for dinner.
Exactly.
We do that fairly often in my house.
Oh, we call that Brinner. Breakfast for dinner, Brinner.
We just call it breakfast dinner.
Okay.
But same thing, same idea.
Yeah. And then the one that I did not agree with was cream cheese on a plain bagel.
I don't like cream cheese.
I do not either. I'm very anti-cream cheese, especially when they start to get a little exciting and they decide to put something into their cream cheese. Like, what a strawberry cream cheese? Mm. Who puts strawberries in cream cheese? Like, if there's one way to ruin something that's already bad, it's to put something else into it where it does not belong. Like, put something good into something bad, you've ruined it. Like, I love strawberries. Put strawberries in cream cheese. Who does that? So, that's just a little insight into DJ Boomerang's
brain. I don't mind cream cheese. like in a very small amount.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like whenever you ask for it, if mm-hmm. like if I go out and mm-hmm. buy a bagel, it's okay. Wait, you're laughing at this. I feel like here I don't believe in bagels from like in the bags.
Okay.
You know, I don't think you should be able to go to like a normal store and buy bagels. We have a bagel store near me, so if you're getting bagels, you're getting them like fresh that morning.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant like I don't believe in going to stores and putting bagels in bags. Like when we go to the fresh bagel place, we say like we would like 6 bagels in one of the brown bags.
Oh, yes. No,
okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Those prepackaged like Thomas's bagels.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get across. But
for all our listeners out there, DJ Bridge and I live very close to New York City, which is home of the best bagels ever. In her town, she actually has one of the best bagel places ever. I can attest to the fact. I have been there. Amazing bagels.
Yeah. So whenever I go and like ask for a bagel with cream cheese, there's always way too much cream cheese on it and it ruins the bagel.
The proportions are just wrong. When there's a thick amount of cream cheese, like when the amount of cream cheese is equivalent to the size of the bagel and you can barely bite into the bagel, there's so much cream cheese, it's just like, wow, really? Exactly. Like you've ruined something so good.
Yeah.
So
that's why breakfast bagel sandwich.
Breakfast bagel sandwich.
Way to go.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good question. I like it.
All right. Maybe next week, if anyone has a question that they would like to pose, go ahead and call in and we will put it in our segments. Yeah. All right. So the next song we're going to listen to is Friend of the Devil by the Grateful Dead. Since Bridget is here to keep the show lively, because I would just create just more mellow music. So here is Friend of the Devil.
Got two reasons why I cry. Wait, alibi. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Takes a lot to change a man. Hell, it takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Nobody knows what ways for the dead. Nobody knows what ways for the dead. Some folks just believe in the things they've heard and the things they read. Nobody knows what ways for the dead. I'm glad I can't go back to where I came from. I'm glad those days are gone, gone for good. But if I could take spirits from my past and bring them here, you know I would, know I would. Nobody speaks to God these days. Nobody speaks to God these days. I'd like to think he's looking down and laughing out of ways. Nobody speaks to God these days. When I was a child, they tried to fool me. Said the worldly man was lost and that hell was real. Well, I've seen hell in Reno, and this world's one big old Catherine wheel spinning still. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. It takes a lot to change your plans. Hell, a train to change your mind. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Oh, maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
Gotta tell you, anyway.
Bye, bye, baby, baby, goodbye.
Bye, baby, baby, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, baby, don't make me cry.
Bye, baby, baby, bye, bye.
You're the one girl in town I'd marry.
Ooh.
Girl, I'd marry you
now if I were free.
Be
says, bye bye birdie. No, bye bye baby. Which, the reason I say bye bye birdie by accident is because as the song began and the bye bye baby began, Bridget goes, oh, have you ever seen the show? Is this from Bye Bye Birdie? It was like,
I've never seen it. I wanted to know.
Yeah. So that was actually Bye Bye Baby by Frank Valli and the Four Seasons.
Yes. So then I asked if Elizabeth had ever seen Jersey Boys, and which I also haven't seen. I want to, though. Gotta add that to the list. But I asked, and she's like, no, I haven't. And then she's like, have you? And I said no. But then she's like, oh, that's so weird. That's so random. Like, why did you bring that up? If, like, normally when people ask, they've either, like, seen it or are making a reference to something.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, yeah, well, the reference was to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, because you were the one playing it. But
yeah.
I want to see Jersey Boys. I don't know if it's on...
I think it's
still on Broadway?
I think it is.
Ooh. Yeah. I'll have to look into that.
We'll have to look into it, yeah. So that was Bye Bye Baby, the best of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Before that, we had Maybe It's Time from the new sensation movie, A Star is Born. I just saw that movie myself last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, and it was incredible. For all of our listeners, if you have not seen the movie, please get in your car right now. Actually, after the show, finish listening to the show, then get in your car and go to your nearest theater to watch this movie, because it was incredible.
What is it about? Like, can you give me a...
Sure, I can give you an overview.
Brief
synopsis. This will be similar to my fourth grade book reports.
Love it.
Great. So, first of all, it's based off of the movie that came out with Barbra Streisand in the 90s, where it is a well-established country musician, alcoholic, druggie, who stumbles upon a waitress who is singing in a local bar, and she is incredible, played by Lady Gaga in this modern version, and it's about their journey together, and she is the star that is born. He creates her she becomes this musical sensation.
Okay.
It was incredible, yeah. I don't want to give anything away by giving away like the high points and the low points, but it is an emotional roller coaster.
Okay.
So yes, and then before that we had Friend of the Devil by the Grateful Dead. So the reason I play Bye Bye Baby for you is because one of my all-time favorite movies is Love Actually, and Bye Bye Baby makes a appearance in Love Actually.
Mm.
Which I know it's a little early, but I'm already getting into the Christmas spirit because my friend Joshua from the Suite just had a concert where they played Disney tunes, and my favorite Disney tune is Do You Want to Build a Snowman? So the other day, I was in the shower singing Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And if you have ever seen the movie Elf, I don't know if you know the movie Elf.
Yes, I have seen the movie Elf.
You're aware?
I am aware.
In the movie Elf, the scene where the girl is singing in the shower to white...
Not Do You Want to Build a Snowman,
but she's singing a song in the shower.
It's the duet one.
Yeah.
Right? Give me a
Maybe
sec.
Maybe It's Cold Outside.
There we go.
So Joshua was going to chime into my singing of Do You Want to Build a Snowman, a la Elf,
nice.
And then decided that would be a little weird, which raised the question of, there are a few people living in my suite. I live with people who have not seen the movie Elf, which is a iconic Christmas movie. I watch that and Love Actually, Elf and Love Actually, every Christmas I watch it.
I didn't like Love Actually.
Well, that is that's an opinion.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I wish I could change your mind because it's one of my favorites. Mm. Yeah.
Have seen Elf though. I'm a fan. Okay, I own Elf, I think. I think we watch...
Yep.
We'll watch that every
Christmas?
Every year. You
Very
know,
nice.
That, like maybe It's a Wonderful Life.
Miracle on 34th Street?
Less so, but I have seen it.
Okay, got it.
I just don't go back to rewatch it.
Okay.
Every year. It's what happens to be on TV.
Very
for
nice.
The most part.
Very nice. All right, so now we are going to listen to our PSA for the day. For those of you that didn't know, I've recently discovered that I enjoy biking. So we are going to listen to a PSA about bike safety in the Cambridge area.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply, you are right. Watch for the message.
kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun. All right, all right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Was my by far my favorite PSA we have ever played. I love that little jingle. That's so much better than just listening to someone read a PSA. Okay, so maybe we'll hear. Maybe I should start previewing the PSAs for a song PSA.
We won't be doing.
We will not be doing that. I'm sorry. I don't know why I threw that as an idea. Why would I preview PSAs in my free time? Anywho, we are going to get back into the music swing of things. Next up, we have a song originally sung by, I want to say Simon Garfunkel. It's The Boxer, but this is the cover with Mumford & Sons.
I'm just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises, all lies and jest. Still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway stations, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Well, lie, lie, lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was home, going where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, going home. La, 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 la. Stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminder of every glove that laid him down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
day.
Was Revolution by Van William. Before that, we had Heaven is a Place on Earth. We were really jamming out here in the studio. And then right before that, we had The Boxer by Mumford & Sons and Jerry Douglas. Bridget, what would you say your favorite classic rock song is?
I don't know.
Don't
put me on the spot here.
I'm sorry.
She. I was like, oh, are we talking next? She's like, yeah, we have, 50 seconds. I'm like, okay. Didn't mention what we're talking about.
I was just thinking, we were jamming out to Heaven is a Place on Earth. That's a great song.
I would not say that's classic rock.
What would we call it? What category is that?
Pop.
Pop? Like
80s pop.
80s. Okay, fine. 80s pop. Fine. Okay, that makes sense.
Is it from the 80s, even? I really hope so.
I don't know. It's from 1987.
Cool. Yeah. I would not. Okay.
It is categorized as rock, as its genre on my music app.
Okay.
I just want you to know. We have a visitor in the hall. So I discovered the song Revolution by Van William with my mom about a year ago while we were driving in the car. And it's one of the songs that we put on now, when we go on our long road trips, such as when we drive to Ohio together to see my family who lives really far away. Because it's just such a mellow song that if someone wants to nap, they can. You can sing along. I'm a fan of it. Anywho, we are slowly winding our show down for the day, so we have two more songs for you. Thank you so much for joining us today at WMFO Medford. This is DJ Bloomerang and DJ Bridge, and you are listening to Random Access on Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. That was I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2. Just one more time for you. You've been listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. This is DJ Bloomerang.
And DJ Bridge.
And we are going to play one more song for you called Side Pony, which is a shout out to Bianca, who had a show before us last year. And she would always end her show with this song. And DJ Bridge said to me last week as we were walking out of the studio, I miss Side Pony. So today we're going to close our show with Side Pony as a nod to our fellow former show before us.
Yeah, it was great. We always knew when we were running late. Yeah. We were like, oh no, Side Pony is already playing.
Run. All right, so here's Side Pony by Lake Street Dive.
I got a pair of the hair on my shoulder. It's a pair and it's there and it's bolder. Like I show you my cards, I'm no folder. I'm a soldier against everything square and unsightly. Yes, I know I look good, so don't fight me. All I need is a clip for a scrunchie, and then I'm ready. Because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a side pony. Rock a side pony. I rock a side pony. Who doesn't love a side pony? You've been in my stable, and I see you whenever I'm able. Though we're keeping it under the table, it ain't a fable. Why can't we hide in the way in your derby? We're having fun and we're keeping it flirty. Everybody might say that it's dirty, but don't you worry, because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life. Because I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony.